This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Covers the Orioles for MLB.com. It's Jake Rill. Jake, welcome in.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
Hey, we've been talking a lot today about Gunnar Henderson, obviously. You just heard it on the update. Gunnar Henderson, you cover this team. Is he going to be their opening day?
Well, I think they're running out of time. I mean, he definitely needs to get more at-bats. It's been quite some time since he was in game action late February when he sustained this injury. Yeah, I mean, like I said, they're running out of time. If he's going to be ready for opening day, he's going to have to play some games after this off day tomorrow. They're going to have to try to get him enough at-bats over those last few days. As each day goes by, it seems almost less likely he's going to be on the opening day roster just because you do need to get those at-bats. You need to face live pitching, and they're just running out of games to do it. So I think coming out of this off day tomorrow is going to be a big tell. If he's back in the lineup Thursday, maybe there will be time for him to get these at-bats, but right now it's starting to look less likely.
Are you pretty comfortable with what you've seen so far with Jackson Holliday?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, this kid's played shortstop his whole life. Second base was the bigger test for him, and having to work with the footwork there and try to get adjusted to a new position, I feel like shortstop almost comes a little bit more natural to him. He's definitely got the tools to play there. He played there in high school, was drafted as a shortstop, played there early in the minors. So he has a lot more reps there than at second base. So I think if they need him to fill in at shortstop while Gunner's out, I think he's going to be a fine replacement.
Well, I think a lot of people have been overlooking him in general this whole offseason. You know, the Orioles this, the Orioles that. You don't hear Holliday's name mentioned. He had a rough first year, but he's still a really good player, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, a lot of the talk around him has been the second base defense, some of the aggressiveness on the bases. He wants to use his speed more. He wants to bunt for a hit. But also, I mean, he's just raking. He's hitting over 300 in these Grapefruit League games. Some of those swing adjustments and foot mechanics, the toe tap that he worked with Cody Ashe on late last season, that kind of carried over into his offseason work and is now carried into the spring. I've been really impressed with the quality that the at-bats he's taken. He had a few really good ones in Lakeland on Sunday against a good pitcher in Jack Flaherty. So I think Holliday is poised for a really nice year. I think he's going to be way better than what we saw last year, and I think he could put up much better numbers this season.
Spring training camps close, I believe, this weekend. It's going to be it, and then they start to head north. Who's in the Orioles starting rotation right now, in your view? You're out there every day.
Yeah, Eflin's obviously starting opening day. Morton, Sugano, Kramer, all of those guys are locked in. The big question is whether it's going to be Suarez or Povich in that number five spot. I think at this point they're leaning more toward Povich. He's looked really good in these Grapefruit League starts. They can move Suarez to the bullpen then in that instance, because if Povich doesn't make the rotation, he's probably getting sent back down to AAA.
Right.
And he has not looked like a guy who should be sent back down to AAA. He also gives them a left-handed presence in the rotation, something they don't have. So I think it would make a lot of sense for them to put him in the rotation. He finished the season really strong last year, had a really good September, carried that into the spring. I think he's proven that he's deserving of that spot. And then Albert can just be such a beneficial piece to have in the bullpen. This guy can go 2-3 innings at a time. He can also do these one-inning bursts where his stuff ticks up. He looks really good in those. So Suarez is definitely going to be on the team. It's just a matter of whether he's the number five starter, if he's in the bullpen. And I think it makes the most sense to put Povich in the rotation and slide Albert over to the bullpen.
What have you thought of Mullins' spring thus far?
Yeah, I think he's looked good. He's kind of had a history of being a little bit of a slow starter in spring, but that's never really been an issue for him in the past. He's always picked it up as the season got going, and you know, he's obviously has the proven track record. I think he's going to be very valuable in a leadership role. I mean, there are guys in that outfield mix who are gone now, Austin Hayes, Anthony Santander. I think Cedric's kind of become the leader, maybe not the most vocal guy, but kind of the leads by example. It's going to be very beneficial for the young guys to have him around again this year. I mean, the defense is always going to be there, and that's always going to get him playing time in center field. So I expect him to get off to a solid start. I think he'll be fine.
I tell you, he's really grabbed my imagination this spring just because he's just killing the ball, and that's a machine. They brought him in. He played in Mexico last year. If they can't send him down, right? Can he opt to be released at the end of spring training if he doesn't make the big club?
No, they can send him down. He signed a minor league deal, and he does have two options left.
He's been stinging the ball. He really has.
Yeah, and he's played a ton. I mean, this is one of those guys who, you know, plays almost every day down here because they either need him to start or they need him to go split squad or they bring him in for the late innings. He's looked really good. I don't think he's going to make the opening day roster, obviously. I mean, there's really room for him. But this is a guy who could be an option later in the year. He's really proven that he's gotten a lot better. He's made the batting stance change. He looks way different than he did in those three seasons for Oakland in 2021-22. I think he's an intriguing player. He's a pretty solid defender at second, third, and if he hits like this down at AAA, he's definitely going to push his way into the conversation at least.
Now, are you satisfied from what you've seen from Rutschman that he's back from whatever was ailing him the last half of the season?
Oh, yeah. I think that's one of the biggest takeaways of this camp is that Adley looks much more like himself. Looks like the all-star version of himself that he was in 23, the first half of last season. He looks way better at the plate. He's hitting the ball to the opposite field. He talked about that early in camp, trying to, you know, the swings that he puts on the ball that maybe aren't his A swings, maybe he doesn't hit the ball as well, still getting good results out of that, and that's what he's been able to do. He did that in an early game against the Pirates where he took Skeens the opposite way, poked a single in the left. But he also still has the power. He's shown that too. So I think, you know, this is a guy who came into camp in very good shape, very motivated, wants to put that tough second half from last year behind him, and I think he's in a good position to do that.
We're talking to Jake Real, covers the Orioles for MLB.com. Rodriguez played catch this morning. I guess baby steps for him right now, right?
Yeah, he was shut down for about 7, 8, maybe 9 days. He now kind of has to have a spring training do-over almost. He's going to have to ramp back up. He just restarted the starting program by playing catch. Obviously going to be on the injured list to start opening day. Hopefully the cortisone shot took well, you know, kind of got rid of that inflammation. Only time will tell. So, he's just got to go through it all again. He's got to start back up this throwing program. And then, you know, hopefully he'll be an option again for the Orioles rotation in April or so.
Now, any concerns that you have going in position player-wise going into the season?
Position player-wise? Not a ton. I mean, I think the position player side has looked really good. I think the lineup has been productive. I mean, obviously, I know spring training games aren't the most important thing, but a lot of guys down here are having good camps. Colton Cowser's putting up big numbers. Tyler O'Neill's been really impressed with the way he can sting the ball. I think the lineup has the potential to be the biggest strength of this team. I think they're in a very good spot to put up a lot of runs. maybe the biggest concern is that Gunnar's injury, you know, does linger. That's why they're being so cautious with it now, because they don't want this to be a factor in May, June, something that shuts him down for an extended period of time. So I think the biggest concern right now is just getting Gunnar healthy, because we know how important he is to this lineup and how different the lineup looks without him in it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.